Welcome to the Orlando Holiday Guide Podcast Show, presented by Hugh Hattrick in association with its Orlando Time Facebook page, trusted, acknowledged, and respected. Welcome to Hattrick's Orlando Holiday Guide Podcast Show with me, Hugh Hattrick. I do hope you're well and having a great week. Now we have a special welcome for all our listeners from the It's Orlando Time Facebook page. If you're not already a member, make sure that you apply to join it on Facebook, as it's a great community to be a part of, where you can get information all about Orlando, whether you're actually on holiday there or whether you're thinking of going. It's a fantastic community and they're really, really good. Great fun and the whole events and have all sorts of special offers. Now, one of the things I thought I would talk about this week is with all the incredible offers in Orlando and just the lifestyle. And whenever you go, you're going to think, wow, this is just amazing. I think it's rare that you come back from Orlando and haven't enjoyed it. Would you ever consider actually staying there or perhaps buying a holiday house in Orlando, like a villa or an apartment or a condo, something like that, and actually using it perhaps as just a holiday house for yourself or maybe renting it out? I have to say, it's one of the things that I have looked at so many times. Now, it's not cheap. In fact, most holiday homes that I've seen on the market, for example, like a three-bed townhouse, are easily $180,000, $90,000 or even $200,000. And that was when the exchange rates were pretty competitive. Now it's taken a bit of a knock. But my question to you is, would you ever buy a townhouse or a villa or a condo in Orlando? And if you would, what would you buy? Now, I quite often get emails from different companies that have a selection of houses up for sale. And it is great fun because you look at these houses and they are always amazing. Because it's like if ever you've been to Orlando on a villa holiday, it's so much better, I find, than a hotel, because you've got so much more room. Everybody gets a bedroom. You've got your own private pool. It's got a lanai, so there's no issues with mosquitoes or anything like that. And they are brilliant. Some of the houses are designed like, you know, ultra modern open plan kitchens and living areas. And they really know how to make, you know, use of the best space with American designs. And I have to say, if I was ever going to look at buying something, that's what I would quite like. In fact, the first year that we went to America with the family back in 2015, we stayed in a place called Sandy Ridge. And the funny thing was, I kept confusing it with Sandy Shores, which of course is the kind of trailer park town that Trevor lives in on Grand Theft Auto 5. And I remember going to a local shop in near the area near Sandy Ridge, and they said, "Oh yeah, you're enjoying your holiday and it's all nice, you know, where are you staying?" And I said, "Oh, we're at Sandy Shores." And the guy looked at me as if to say, I'm not sure if I know of that, or that doesn't sound good. Thankfully, I wasn't wearing a vest and looked as rough as what Trevor does on the game. But no, it was a really nice little place, actually. Sandy Ridge was lovely. And we stayed in this huge five-bedroom villa that was well-appointed. And at the time, I looked at the prices, because when I got back, I thought, how much did that house maybe sell for? When did it last change hands? And you can do some research on the internet and find out roughly what kind of prices that they were going for. So with similar houses, business back in 2015, we're going for the equivalent of £130,000, or around about $200,000. But I would have thought at this time, well, in the last few years, they probably have gone up. Whether they'll come down again after the coronavirus, we'll have to wait and see. But it's a lot of the time, I think it's for people who are Orlando fans and who just love it so much, and they've gone back year after year, and you know you've spent tens of thousands of pounds doing so. You kind of think maybe it's actually worth buying a place, because then if you do buy something, you can always rent it out, and in turn, you might make some money out of it, or something that's potential to do that. And of course, you wouldn't be on your own, because there's plenty of expats who live in Orlando and have been there for many years, and it's a huge community. And a lot of that does look actually very nice when you think about it, living in lovely weather all year round. Yes, you can get obviously storms and hurricanes, but most of the time it tends to be okay, and the houses are built pretty well, and they're pretty well set up in case these kind of things happen. But let me know if you've bought a property, and what's your story? Did you think it was a great idea, or was it a bit of a horror story and you would never recommend it to anyone at all? And it's always great to hear our listeners' comments and also their personal stories And if you would like us to put it on as one of the, I can include it in one of the next shows, then I would love to do so. I have a special offer for you today, which is not just about buying a property in Orlando, but for a fantastic holiday in Orlando. How would you like to go next year in March 2021? On departing on the 15th of March, direct flights from London with Virgin. It's 10 nights at the Rosen Inn at Point Orlando. And it also includes the Kids Eat Free cards. And that's based on 2 adults and 2 children under 11. You can book now for just £99 per person. And if you want to use British Airways flights from Edinburgh or other areas, then you can add supplements to that. But you'll be wanting to know, how much is it? Well, just £545 per person. So just under £2,190. And that would be based on 2 adults and 2 children sharing. Now that is a pretty exceptional deal. And that's 10 nights at the Rosen Inn, Point Orlando, departing on the 15th of March 2021. And if you want to know more about that deal, then phone Kath at blixentravel.com and she will give you the details and quote reference 409889 and say it's the deal that you heard on the Hattricks Orlando Holiday Guide. Now let's have the weather report to see what it's like in Orlando for the next couple of weeks. Well, it's a bit of a change. Thundery showers and a moderate breeze with highs of 23 and a low of 21, so it's going to be pretty humid. Possible sunny spells, but it looks pretty wet at the moment as I record this later on in early Monday evening. And it does go up pretty much back on Tuesday the 26th, it's going to be 31, but cloudy. And on Wednesday also 31 with more chances of thunderstorms. And that's the same for Saturday. There's quite a lot of days when it looks like it could be a bit ropey. Friday looks quite sunny. Sunday, again, more thunderstorms or the possibility of thunderstorms, and it's up to 32 on Sunday as well. So it's beginning to get into that warm season where you can expect, you know, be hot during the day, but there are good strong chances of thunderstorms as they go through the week. So let's see what happens next week. From the 28th and the 29th, it's pretty good. From Monday the 1st of June, looking again sunny with cloudy spells up to 29. Tuesday, a good chance of rain. Wednesday and Thursday, cloudy but with sunny spells. And it's pretty much like that all the way up until Sunday the 7th, where again there's more chances of thunderstorms. It's when you know, when you can feel it get really humid, that's when you know that things are about to happen. And when you see those clouds form and the rain come down, you need to make sure that you're in your car or back home because it can, the roads can get flooded quite quickly and it can be very exciting certainly to watch. But you don't want to be walking near any trees or anything like that, especially if the lightning starts to strike. It can be very, very close and closer than you would probably want to be. So that's the weather report for the next couple of weeks. It's going to be pretty hot and with a good chance of thunderstorms on different days. But you will get the most days that will be pretty sunny as well, but a good chance of thunderstorms that will make a bit of a difference. Now, my book is still available on my website, which is hughhattrick.com. You can get a proper paper copy and it's free delivery across Europe. All you need to do is pay the £5.50 when you order it on the website. You can do it by PayPal and credit card, things like that. And then we will send one out to you. And there's going to be an updated version that will be probably a little bit later on in the year. And I am going to put that onto Audible as well. So it's great when you're on that flight heading across to Orlando and you can hear the guide so you know exactly what to do when you get there. But I'm sure you'll be preparing alongside that too. So that's it. It's just a short podcast, the Hattricks Orlando Holiday Guide podcast show, just to give you something interesting and cheer you up on a Monday morning when you have those Orlando blues and that desire to head back to the Sunshine State. So take care. I hope you're staying safe and well, and I'll see you next week. Bye just now.